Iranian lawyer Shirin Ebadi believes she has a compelling life story to tell Americans. Ebadi was one of Iran's first female judges until the Islamic Revolution, when she was forced to resign. As an attorney, she's defended the rights of women and political dissidents under Iran's Islamic system. Last year, the world recognized Ebadi with the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, Ebadi wants to write her memoir with the help of an American literary agent, but American law restricts that because of the U.S. embargo against Iran. Ebadi has filed suit in a U.S. district court, NPR's Jackie Lydon reports.
Shirin Ebadi has already battled a government over freedom of speech and the right to publish, the Iranian government. A decade ago, 134 Iranian intellectuals signed a declaration asking to form a writers' union. They were turned down, and two of them later died mysteriously. Others received death threats. Shirin Ebadi took up their cause in court, as she recalled in a 1997 interview in Tehran.
The signatories to this declaration wanted to announce their position to both the government and the people. They announced that the signatories were writers and that because of their creative profession, they needed freedom of speech.
Almost from the moment she received the Nobel Prize last year, Ebadi wanted to publish her memoirs here. She wanted Americans to know of her unconventional life in the Muslim world. But she knew from the first moment that American trade laws include prohibitions on writers from embargoed countries. This places books among other prohibited material, such as weapons of mass destruction or narcotics. In recent years, critics say, the law on informational materials is being interpreted ever more narrowly. Molly Miller-Wise, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Treasury, denies that this constitutes censorship.
Absolutely not. The Treasury Department and the Office of Foreign Assets Control is responsible for administering our sanctions programs, and we do so effectively and accurately. We do have the carve-out for informational materials to make sure they are not sanctioned. However, we still have responsibility to uphold the authority of the statutes that give us the authority to impose sanctions that do prohibit providing a service for someone in a sanctioned country.
An American publisher could acquire and translate a pre-existing foreign work from an embargoed country. But if a foreign writer wants help with the editing or wants to be represented by an American literary agent, that author would need a special license from the Treasury Department. Ebadi's agent, Wendy Strothman, admits the Nobel Peace Prize winner could get that license easily. But she doesn't want it, Strothman says, because Ebadi believes the law itself constitutes illegal and undemocratic prior restraint. She argues that it violates the First Amendment and has a chilling effect on writers from countries such as Sudan and Cuba.
I spoke with an agent who used to represent Cuban writers and has decided not to because it's just too much trouble and too risky, because the fines for helping someone from these countries are extremely high.
What are they?
There's something like $100,000 and up to 10 years in jail. So I think what happens is that we don't see a void. Writers or readers don't realize that they're not seeing memoirs written by people who still live in those countries. They see memoirs written by expatriates, and there have been some very successful and wonderful memoirs written by women who are no longer in Iran, for example. But we're not hearing from the voices of people who still live in Cuba or Iran.
For nearly a year, the memoir Reading Lolita in Tehran has been on the New York Times bestseller list. Author and professor Azar Nafisi, who knew Ebadi when they both lived in Iran, is writing a letter in support of the Nobel Prize winner. She says it's undemocratic of the United States to prevent Ebadi from publishing here, and it infringes on the rights of American citizens to read freely. Nafisi spoke on her cell phone from New York.
You need to become curious about those other people, and you need to be able to put yourself in their places and listen through their ears. And the best way of doing it is hearing these narratives.
Nafisi says memoirs are especially useful at bridging cultural divides and are needed at this time of tension between the United States and Muslim countries more than ever. Shirin Ebadi's lawsuit against the U.S. government has been joined by writers' groups like PEN, and it's expected to be heard in federal court in New York City early next year. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Washington.